My name is Patricia Hahn on the ballot, but please call me Pat. And I have been in Northern Nevada since 1971 and in Fernley since, well, it's been almost 7 years. So I'm not a native Nevadan, but I gave birth to two, so that should count for something. And I'm here tonight running for the Fire District Board. I feel that with my professional background, and I'll give you a little bit on that, I was in banking for 35 years, and I left it in senior administration. And then after that, I was CEO for a small development and construction company. And then now I'm on my third career, and I'm an executive director for a local nonprofit association. So, you know, you never retire. So here I am.
Okay, you just defined who you are, now expand. Why you?
Why me? Well, I feel that giving something back to your community is very important. And I feel that since I've got extensive experience being on several boards, I've been on nonprofit boards, I've been on corporation boards, I've been on organizational boards, and so I feel that I have a lot of expertise that I can give to the fire district, and what's more important than our fire district that keeps us safe, helps us if we're having that heart attack. Hey, I had a heart attack, but I had the wisdom to have it in the hospital. So, but that doesn't always happen. So this is just what I feel strongly about, giving back to the community and sharing my expertise.
What skills do you believe a member of this board needs to be successful, and how do you meet those needs?
Good question. You meet those needs, I feel, by really getting into it, by researching, understanding what's going on in the fire district, what the concerns of the district are, and helping to look for those solutions. I'm great at research. Love research, probably drive people crazy with research, but there's the fire district board. Well, let's talk about the fire department a little bit. I've attended the last few board meetings and really gotten to know these individuals, and it's very impressive. And the dedication in this fire department is amazing.
Okay. Well, you kind of touched on this. How many meetings have you attended in the last year, and how familiar are you with the problems and challenges facing the North Lyon County region?
I've attended three out of the last five, and also I was privileged to go on one of their training exercises, and that was very eye-opening. It was amazing. I didn't realize the amount of ongoing training that this fire department does with their volunteers and with their paid firefighters. And so it was just really a neat experience to do that. And I plan to do a lot of those, because when they come and we have our board meetings and they discuss what their concerns are, I need to get educated to be able to better understand how to help.
Okay. How well do you know and understand the responsibilities of a board member?
Well, since I previously mentioned that I've served on several boards, and understand, as a board member, I'm your overseer. You're the stakeholders. Those of us that live in Fernley, we are the ones that, when you elect the board, they're overseeing this government agency, making sure that the budget's being properly set, that the budget's being followed. I have a lot of financial background, and so I can help with that, making sure that policy and procedures are being followed, and because I'm your voice. Whoever's on the board is your voice.
What knowledge, skills, or ability do you have that would make you an asset to the citizens of Fernley?
Oh, just being here? No. Good question. I guess it's my tenacity that I always seek solutions and not afraid to, as I said earlier, to research and find those solutions.
Okay, and finally, why do you want to be on the fire board?
It gets back to what I said previously, that I believe that all of us need to get involved in our communities. And I feel that I have some expertise and a professional background that will help me help the fire district, therefore helping all of us. And so that's important to share that, to do that. So that's why I'm here.
Okay. That's all I have.
Thank you.